Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Count 11, conduct in violation of the Code of Ethics for Government Service, Clause 2. We found a conviction by clear and convincing evidence. Count 12, conduct in violation of the
That's
Code of
Ethics
Conduct,
Subcommittee Chairwoman Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren. She's listing 11 of the 13 counts that Congressman Charlie Rangel was found guilty of yesterday. Here we have Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent, with more details. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, Celeste.
How did Rangel react to this very, to him, disappointing verdict?
Well, I caught up with Charlie Rangel just off the House floor a couple hours after the verdict. He refused to talk to me on the record, unfortunately, which was rare for him. I thought he would, because usually Charlie Rangel likes to talk, not this time. He did issue a written statement saying, how could anyone have faith in this decision when he was denied counsel in the proceedings? He actually chose to leave his counsel a few weeks ago and hadn't hired new counsel. The committee went on with the proceedings, despite the fact that Charlie Rangel sort of walked out of them on Monday. And basically pointing out the fact, and one thing that the committee did find, was that even though 11 convictions were passed down against him, none of them alleged corruption. The prosecutors that work for the committee said Charlie Rangel was sloppy, overzealous, that he did break rules, he did violate ethics rules, but that he didn't get any personal enrichment from it. It wasn't the definition of corruption, and Rangel went to pains to point that out in his written statement.
And that's another point that that people are making, is that considering A, that he hasn't been convicted of doing something corrupt, and B, that the punishment will likely be relatively minor, that perhaps his reaction storming out of the hearings and how he's responding to it is making it a tempest in a teapot.
It was a little bit of a mystery. Now, Charlie Rangel has been prone to some theatrics, a lot of theatrics around this, especially over the last few months.
But,
well, right, because you remember before the break when Charlie Rangel sort of spontaneously took to the House floor and sort of threw himself at the mercy of his colleagues. A lot of what he said in that speech was played back as evidence in this sort of ethics committee trial this week, because in it, Charlie Rangel admitted a lot of the wrongdoing he was accused of. And it was a theatrical moment, and some people were sort of wondering why he was doing that, wondering why he got up and stormed out of the proceedings.
It was a hugely emotional moment. I mean, his whole...
Yeah.
I mean, this place has been his home for decades, and his legacy of being the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee is, like, out the window now.
Yeah, it is. Of course, Charlie Rangel's in the minority now in the next Congress, but he is also circulating plans to run for that senior Democratic spot on the Ways and Means Committee once again, which is striking a lot of people around Congress as an odd decision. Would he get elected? But Rangel says, we have a seniority system. I'm still a congressman. If I'm still here in the next, in the next Congress, I'm running for my old slot.
Not much chance that he's going to resign, do you think, Todd?
It really doesn't seem like it. Now, he wouldn't answer that question, so I don't know. I did talk to some of Charlie Rangel's colleagues about that. All of them said that they would never expect him to leave the House, not after battling so hard against these ethics charges, even though he's lost. He's a 20-termer. He's over 80 years old. Everyone I asked that said, I would be shocked if Charlie Rangel left. But we don't know. Don't know what his decision will be.
So he's not going to be, heading home to spend time with the family.
Right. The old euphemism, right.
Right. But as we head into the holidays, that is something that we're asking our listeners. What do you think of? When I say the word home, is there any particular sound or image that comes to you?
Of home. Boy.
You know,
lately it's been leaf blowers. But
when I look on the webcam when you're on the air on the show, it's that cap that you're wearing all the time.
My DC
like
baseball cap.
Baseball cap.
That could be it. It doesn't make much of a sound, but that could be it.
That is Todd Zwillick, Takeaways Washington correspondent.